don't know exactly how you go about doing this, but it seems like we would be able to get.
There aren't a lot of guys that do this kind of work in Wisconsin that I can find, Gary, so I mean, I looked, you know, and this is, because we did this in the, we had three bids and we did the elementary one, and that third one backed out, so he didn't want to bid this time, and neither did Bolter, so.
So this company bid that last time?
Yes.
And then Bolter who?
I mean, there's just really nothing to compare it against.
There's no competition there, yeah.
I understand, it's a struggle we have, you know.
I mean, do we need a dishwasher right this minute, or can we give it?
No, but we have some funds available.
We have funds we have to spend. The DPI has told us we have to spend the end of this fiscal year, June 30th. June 30th, we have funds we have to spend.
There's like $79,000 worth of funds that we have to spend.
Most surprised your bid didn't come up to $79,000.
Well, we didn't tell them that. We didn't tell them why. We just said, and this was the, you know, piece of equipment, you know, obviously a big chunk of that we.
The one we did at the elementary school a few years ago was around $40,000 installed, so.
Well, I'm not saying we don't need a dishwasher, it just really sucks that nobody else can give you a second bid to put a number against.
Yep.
You know, what's that to say that it's not worth $26,000 or $30,000? Or $80,000?
Same with busing, nobody gives any bid.
I wish I had an answer for that. I've tried, I banged my head against that wall a few times, and I don't know if we're too far north for some guys that they don't wanna bid it.
I mean, I understand what it's like, I mean, no different than us, I mean, the only reason why we did the McDonald's is because they're begging us to do it, we didn't even wanna put a bid in on it.
Right.
But I mean, I gotta believe that there's some firms out of Milwaukee and Madison and stuff like that do this type of work that are Strike's direct competitors, because Strike goes pretty much statewide.
Bolter was one of them.
And as you well know, it always bothers me when we only have one bid.
I don't know if it's maybe a matter of trying to find some publications out there that we can get to be a part of. We're following our procedure as far as putting in the paper here, but locals, you know, a lot of those companies don't see it then.
Don't see the Peshtigo Times.
Correct.
No, you don't think so?
It's something we can explore.
Yeah. You know. Maybe that's something too you could see if some other area schools do for some of these bids where it's maybe a little bit more specialized, if they reach out to some other, if they have some suggestions.
There has to be
some other
district, Green Bay.
I do that. I do send it out to the building and grounds guys that I have a listserv that I'm a part of. This one I did not, because we were in kind of a hurry to get it done. So.
I'm just curious if they.
Just to develop your own list, I mean, you should be able to reach out to Green Bay's, you know, a person that's in your same position, and maybe they would share that vendor list, but I'm sure they don't go out and get one bid.
A lot of them don't bid, they just go and get, you know, they'll just go with whatever contractor it is that they want to use, and they'll just go that route, you know, so.
I'm not even, is that legal?
Yeah, it depends on what their policy is.
Right.
So our policy says anything over 25, I don't know,
I
DPI
state,
requirements,
state,
yeah.
State policy would be more.
Statutory, I have to look at it specifically. I mean, I know.
But that's their issue, not ours.
Right. there are some, it has, actually, now that I'm thinking more about it, it has to do with if you're using federal funds for it. Federal funds are the ones that have the statutory requirements on bidding if it's over a certain amount and stuff. That's
so what funds are we looking at?
These are, it's through DPI.
Yeah, these
it's
are just,
so
food
state
service
funds.
Funds.
Food service.
Because of all the COVID money that we got, it put all the schools, a lot of the schools all over, are having this issue where they have so much funds, they have to spend it down.
And this was qualifies in the food service genre, and
yeah.
I guess we make a recommendation that they go through with the old.
Well, just because of the. To me, it's just because of the funding and that we had. Because if it wasn't for that, I would say we should keep looking, or we should redo it.
Yep. Yes, if it were a normal process, you know, situation where we didn't need to do it quickly, I agree. You know, we want more. We want that competition. We want to know that it's accurate. We go with the best.
recommend to go with this company unless Tom can find somebody cheaper within the next week or two.
Well, I'm not even sure we can do that because none of this has been published, so it kind of takes that fair bidding process out of it.
All right. Number four, passenger vehicle bid.
Again.
Same situation.
Reached out to several vendors and was only able to receive one bid, so.
Did you talk to them about number of vehicles and that they can get us two?
They're willing to honor that price for a second vehicle if they can still get us a 2023, which may or may not happen, so. If they go to a 2024, then they'd have to change the price.
And by reaching out, does that mean you like?
I send them the bid, I find the contact.
You call them, you say, listen, we really want to get a bid from you, you do that follow-up type of, with like Chrysler World and Ford and.
Yes, I did.
I mean, because it just seems odd again that out of all of Green Bay and the surrounding area that where there's car dealerships, we would only get one bid.
I did that.
I mean, Broadway,
I contacted Ewald Ford, who we had already gotten the van from. I contacted all of the local ones here in town and the Abrams Dodge Caravan. So those five I contacted.
I mean, I'm not even saying this doesn't look like a good price, because I think it kind of does.
Yes. I think it's a fair price on it, but it just really sucks that you don't get nothing, nobody else wants to do anything about it.
Same amount.
I mean, are the sales guys just that useless that maybe they're, the guys in charge of the businesses are owning the businesses?
I mean, you would think they would want to give you a.
I would think so. I totally agree. I'm struggling to figure this out.
And you know, based on, I was going to say, and based on his letter.
They can't get them either, so they're not going to get them.
Exactly. I feel like that's, in this case, that's a lot of it right there.
That's what I was going to say. It's just that, you know, based on that letter, they're, it, like, yeah, we put this out there, but hopefully we can get it. I mean, that's not even.
But I mean, any one of them could do that, per se. And with the conditionals, you know, we might not be able to get this, but here's our number if we can do it for you. I mean, to me, that.
When I talk to these people, they're all excited about bidding, and then I get nothing.
and it's not even like they're coming in late, you know.
No,
I mean,
no,
these ones, you know, were from last week or, you know, whatever, you know, that the bids were due, and it's not even like they're coming, you know, there was a misunderstanding of the due date because they're not sending anything, you know.
I mean, do we do a follow-up the day before it's due just to say, hey guys,
I
haven't received anything yet, could you please?
Are you planning on sending something? Can we expect one?
I have done that. I did not do it in this case.
Yeah.
Do you need me to write it for you?
Do you need me to write it for you?
Yes.
Do you need me to do your homework for you?
I mean, just odd.
Yeah.
This is almost like
And what's the urgency of this? I mean, other than obviously we need it, but.
August, we're not, getting it ordered.
Yeah.
The urgency there, but we would like to have it before the start of school.
Yeah.
Fall, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with it. I mean, it doesn't. I think it's a fair enough price.
I guess in my mind, because they did submit a bid, and because, I mean, I guess in my mind, I have not known all of all cars. This doesn't seem like an unfair number. I would say that we should maybe move forward with a single vehicle, and then go out to bid for another vehicle, and make sure that we get participation, because. In reality, in my mind, if we get one bid, we should just disregard it and start over again. You know, that the whole process of just bringing one bid to me is not a very good process.
But if you wait, if you buy just one, there's cash allowance that expires by 31, so it might be higher than this for the second one, because there's 12.
Which is fine. I mean, again, and if it ends up coming in higher, I guess maybe my thought process wouldn't be the greatest, but I still have a problem with just a single
Well, and there's a reason for the bidding process. I mean, that, you know, the whole reason behind it is to not funnel it all to one vendor or to, you know, kind of to make it fair. And not that we didn't make it fair, but I understand what you're saying, Gary, is it kind of negates the bidding process when there's only one person or one company to go through, you know, like I understand. And I don't know with this having obviously been a bid, but from, you know, personal experience, usually that like the cash allowance and the deals and stuff that they give you are based on when you receive the vehicle. So we order this now. I mean, they put in the bid, obviously, but it doesn't come in till August because it says, you know, 90 to 120 days. I don't know if they'll, which and maybe they'll lock it in because, again, it's a bidding process. It's different than a personal purchase of a...
There are talks in there, too, about a dealer trade. They might be able to find one right now, a dealer trade.
Hopefully. I just know, like...
I would think these numbers are going to be good because even when I bought my last work van, it took a year to get it in and they
honored that original.
$3,500 off and the whole package.
And what was your work van, roughly?
Well, my work van was like $26,000, $28,000.
But I mean, so that this isn't...
No,
this
is no.
A good price. And the thing is, you know, they don't...
My work van don't have seats in it.
Yeah.
Or cruise control.
But I mean, this dealership, they didn't know that there weren't 10 other bids, so I'm sure they gave you their best price,
right.
You know.
No, well, so I thought the first time we were looking at this last month was about $34,000 or $40,000 or somewhere in that ballpark.
$34,000. So right. It'd be different, I guess, if they knew that they were the only bidder and they upped it by 10 grand, figured, hey, nobody else is bidding.
Right.
I don't think they did that.
I'm for it. It's just really discouraging. That nobody else throws a number in at this.
Yeah.
I mean, even as ridiculous as the number might be, you think, like I said, is it the owners of the company that are lacking, or is it the employees that they have hired there that just ain't following through?
It's just the world we live in right now.
I would hate to think that an owner of the company made the decision to say, we're just going to disregard that.
Right.
Because I don't think they would. But I mean, that's just an opinion again. So I guess, again, my initial thought was to just do one and try to, and it might end up costing us more money. That's the only downside
right.
to it. I guess I. What are your guys' thoughts?
I would say give them off right away and just be done with it if they need them. They might have a hard time finding another one. That's just my thought. It's a fair price. I mean, I've looked at vehicles and you don't get much for $31,000.
No. Now, this is per vehicle, so you can order two of them at that.
Well, he said we could get, like, you know, we get one.
As long as he could get it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. What was the
If you can get a 20, if he can get a 23, he would honor that price. If he can get two of them, he would honor the price for the second one. If we go into a 24, then we've got then he would have to change that, the price for the second one.
What did the bid say for 23 or 24?
Yeah, 23. For 23.
Yeah, 23.
So that's like,
and they may not be able to get it.
Correct.
The second one.
Correct.
Yep. And if you don't order a 23, like probably in the next month, you're not going to get it.
Anymore. Right. You can't order it.
This is just dealer trade.
Yeah, dealer trade.
What's out there?
Yep, pretty much.
Which he might find some that have different options. It might be more elegant.
Right.
Picking up
this
the more vehicles at $31,218.
So what's your philosophy on where we are with the need for two compared to one?
We have a need for two. We absolutely have a need for two.
Because I don't believe it's an unfair price.
No, it by no means. And should we let an allowance put an allowance in it that for the second one, if it's a 2024,
if it goes over
35,000, right.
Then we'll rebid.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a little wriggle room, no sense of waiting.
Over 34,000?
35.
Okay, thank you.
That's a good idea. Then we don't have to come back.
Right.
Doesn't have to bother. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll wait another whole month.
Yeah, you're splitting hairs at that point.
Yeah.
Then. Yep. All right, we'll go with that. Okay, desktop computer and Chromebook bid.
Go ahead.
Okay, so just like we do every year, every summer we rotate out a certain number of desktops and Chromebooks, student Chromebooks. Luckily, we did receive more than one proposal. One's out there for a couple weeks. So there's three different categories, a little bit different this year. We have our desktops, which I have put in your board pack as one table, the student Chromebooks as a second table or category, and then the third is titled the Staff Pro Books. Mrs. Robinson approached me and started a discussion as to what it would kind of look as far as pricing would go for a staff Pro Book project. So, because she talked about the same time, I said, well, let's put us back together. We kind of discussed it. And I said, well, if we're going to release the other two, we might as well just release that one too, see what kind of numbers we get. So that is a third table there. So I'll just start with the desktops. And I sorted them, except for one I know wasn't here, cost-wise. But I reviewed all the proposals over the last few days, and looking at the top one there, Y&S Technologies for $39,480. Looked at it, reviewed it, meets all the specs. I don't have any reason not to suggest or recommend that proposal for approval. Does anybody have any questions on the desktop?
Do we have Lenovo now?
We do. Lenovo is one of the top name brands, just like HP.
I
mean,
I have one.
We have them. We've had Lenovo desktops. We have Lenovo Chromebooks. I have no reason not to. They're good quality.
Okay. But I was guessing more, or thinking more, if we have like all HP right now, it might make more sense to stay with what we have as far of a...
No, it doesn't for desktops, doesn't really. Well, a little bit more for the Chromebooks, because we can use parts across the different models. Desktops, I
doesn't really matter.
Have you used Y&S before?
We have. We actually went with them last year. Responsive, but I don't have any complaints, so... and then take a look at the student Chromebooks proposal. Same thing, review them all, review the specs. Y&S, again, came in the cheapest, met a requirement, so I don't have any reason to say anything bad about them or not recommend them. So I'm recommending their proposal there for $58,115.60.
Same philosophy, though. We have Lenovo Chromebooks.
Yep. No. Yep, we have, I think the majority is actually Lenovo right now. $220.
And that's with that special case and everything there?
Yep. And then we did 62 total, I believe it was.
Okay.
And then look at the staff Chromebook proposals that came back. The Vanguard's there at the top. It's actually just a $285 difference, I think, when I did the calculation. They did not meet the spec that I asked for. They included something that I specifically requested not to be in there. So I'm actually recommending the next proposal down, which is the proposal from CDWG, at a cost of $34,261. Should the committee and board choose to move forward with that project, 100.
So these different specifications in the student ones?
Yes.
Yep.
Is there a benefit to going all with, like, reaching out to Y&S and seeing if they gave them the total package that all three sections per se, that we bid a better warranty or something than that?
I did not ask them specifically.
I mean, is that all I'm saying is right now we have Y&S for two, and they're $5,000 more, obviously, but. You know, if they had all three, I don't know if that would be easier for you to manage, if it matters to you one way or another. Because it is a $5,000, $6,000 savings. But
was this bid out, or was this just
proposals? It's proposals, because we changed the bidding policy, because we kind of had the same issue Tom had not getting incorrect bids, or wouldn't get any. So then it was just, it actually worked out quite well. I'll reach out and just accept e-quotes. And review them just like it wouldn't.
So if it was bid, you couldn't make any changes. But
right.
And then it's a quote, a proposal, yeah, you can. But I'd almost go with the same philosophy. You're going to buy them all. The other two from them.
Even if it was that $6,000 upcharge, if it actually made what you did, better, more effective, easier, if they would offer something like an extended warranty, I don't know if that helps instance or not.
Really wouldn't, again, make too much of a difference.
Because
in
you have this turnover that you you have this program in place where you keep turning over.
Yeah,
your
and
weapon,
it could
so.
Right. Yep.
Could be a different company next time.
Right.
So it's not like creating a long standing relationship or something, right?
Yeah, it's not like we would just reach out to them all the time and buy from them. We would do the same process.
Right.
So and that case, and talking to myself, It almost seems like the fair thing to do would be to honor the quotes that were given you and honor that cost process, that as long as they meet the specs, which you check. I guess that's my opinion.
You've used Acer before?
Just a few handful of student ones earlier this year for specifically. Don't have any issues with them, obviously, Acer, but again, and I requested specifically, I gave them options, name brand, a lot, I'm trying to think of my words, name brand lines to pick from, so it's not something that's off the wall, custom made, these are name brand quality things, so that's how I knew it'd be reputable.
Well, I'll go with your recommendation.
I was just kind of throwing out that bundle thing because it made a little bit of sense to me. Right?
And I did, because I know you brought that up several years ago, and I did, I think twice specifically I can think of, we asked them and they either chose not to make any changes or just left it.
Right. And maybe, again, if in the future the question would be if in fact we gave you all three, bids. What could you? That would be a little bit upfront, and then everybody would have the option to say we could do something or not.
So, sure. I can keep that in mind for future. In some cases, not all companies will bid. All two or all three. But if there comes a case where it's similar to this, where there's two of the three or one of the two, that's what we're asking to see if there's anything. See what they say.
So. I guess I agree with Mike.
All right, number six, who makes a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 6:55.
5:55.